Welcome to another edition of Flashback, and here is Pastor Carl.
Yeah, David, this next artist that we're going to feature today is Mylon Lefebvre. You should remember him from your years as a teenager.
You and I both know him well.
Mylon Lefebvre, he grew up as a kid singing gospel music with the Singing Lefebvres.
That's right.
And he wrote a song by the name of Without Him. He did this when he was only 17 years old, about the age you were when I first met up with you. Elvis Presley picked it up and recorded it and sort of gave him some instant money to spend and burn, and he went his wild way. Why don't you tell us about him a little bit?
Well, he got caught up into that scene for a while and really got burnt out, took a toll on his marriage, took a toll on his family, the Singing Lefebvres, and he went for a while and then ended up at a Second Chapter of Acts concert.
And the Second Chapter of Acts concerts led him back into a church, and Mount Perrin Church in Atlanta. And there the pastor took him under his wing and began to bring him along. And he went on and recorded some very good music. Today he's in ministry.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And it's, you and I were talking the other day about Mylon. We used to, when we first met, we had debates about his hair. He's finally cut that hair.
Well, not that I, the only man in the Bible that ever got a haircut that got him in trouble, got his eyes punched out. So it's nothing to do with long hair, but it's a rebellious factor that's in there.
Sure, and he even said that. It's kind of funny because you and I personally, we had some conversations on this, and but for him, he said that there came a point when, for him, he needed to cut his hair.
Yeah. Unless one has been through the process of encountering the Lord, and I'm talking about encountering him like Paul did on the road to Damascus, or like I did at North Trident Regional Hospital, or like Mylon Lefebvre did at the Second Chapter of Acts concert. We all have to go through that transformation. Until we do, we don't have hope. But once we make that decision and we make that change, the about face, we turn from our wrong ways and turn to the right ways, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to stumble, we're going to fall. But he's there to pick us up. And I've always been convinced that it's more difficult to fall away from God, to fall out of fellowship with God, than it is to get right with God. And he'll put every stumbling block, every pitfall, every obstacle in our way to keep us from falling away from him.
And here we go.
The song of his testimony, Stranger to Danger.
Flashback. Flashback. WKCL 91.5.
Let me free.